Snow White didn't play much basketball, but she's also having a moment. The new movie, Mirror, Mirror, stars Julia Roberts as the Evil Queen. And in June, another Snow White movie opens, starring another Oscar winner, Charlize Theron, in the exact same role. Disney's working on a new film loosely based on Snow White, set in 19th century China. And Pierre's Netta Ulaby wondered what makes Snow White so right for right now.
Once upon a time, it was Cinderella who was Hollywood's hottest starlet. The Cinderella story was cinematic catnip. Princess Diaries, Ever After, 2 Weeks Notice, Ella Enchanted, Made in Manhattan, and yes, yes, obviously.
Pretty woman, walking down the street, pretty woman.
But there's a new ingenue in town. She's fresh, she's frosty, and her image hasn't changed much since Walt Disney set the Snow White standard in 1939.
Someday, my prince will come.
Snow White is, of course, the story of a poor girl whose beauty earns her the envy of an evil queen. She's poisoned, put in a coma, but she prevails thanks to a prince and 7 short men.
Hi-ho, hi-ho, it's home from Earth we go.
After decades of the cold shoulder, why is Snow White suddenly white hot? Maria Tatar is a Harvard professor with an expertise in fairy tales.
It may be that there is something about the boomer anxiety about aging that is renewing our interest in Snow White.
To age my voice, an old hag's cackle.
In the Disney film, there's that terrible moment, that terrifying moment, when the wicked queen drinks the potion, turns into an old hag, and we see the aging process.
The new Snow White movie, Mirror, Mirror, is also meant for families with little kids. But screenwriter Melissa Wallach wanted to make the story contemporary. Part of that meant acknowledging baby boomers' grandparents' concerns about aging.
What is interesting now is almost the first time really in history that you can remain young. I mean, everyone is out there shooting themselves with Botox.
The treatment is ready.
In the movie, Julia Roberts gets an Evil Queen spa special with scorpion bites, bee stings, bird poop, and grubs sticking around in her ears.
Well, that's always the worst part.
Wallach says every time she opens a magazine or turns on the television, she sees actors like Angelina Jolie looking as young as they did decades ago. That was not the case for stars of an earlier generation, Elizabeth Taylor, Lauren Bacall, or Katharine Hepburn. Wallach says ours is an age where chemical peels and other enhancements are pitched to almost everyone.
You can kind of stay in this state of youth forever.
The second Snow White movie coming out this summer is darker, much more high-tech, violent, and visually sumptuous.
Beauty is my power.
It stars Twilight's Kristen Stewart and Charlize Theron as the Evil Queen.
Mirror. Mirror on the wall. Who is fairest of them all?
You are the fairest, but there is another destined to surpass you.
It's that tension, says Harvard professor Maria Tatar, that might also help explain Snow White's recent revival.
Maybe it's the mother-daughter rivalry that has caught our attention, with so many women trying to remain youthful now.
You can even see that, says Tatar, on a reality show fairy tale like Keeping Up with the Kardashians, filled with beautiful princesses, sham weddings, and, like Snow White, an older versus younger woman dynamic.
The mother is constantly competing with her daughters for attention. And she's got these gorgeous daughters, so she becomes more anxious than ever about aging.
I'm going through menopause, and I have all these weird issues, and my bladder leaks. This is like an old person's problem.
I feel like it really sucks to get old, and sometimes I feel betrayed by my own body.
Hello.
Hi. Fairy tales are a way to explore such elemental human concerns, says Tatar. What fascinates her is which ones bubble up and why. Right now, it's not just Snow White, she says. There's also a bunch of Sleeping Beauties in the works.
So why Snow White at this time? Why the catatonic girl, as in Sleeping Beauty?
Maybe it's some sort of backlash, Tatar says, about women now outnumbering men in college or outpacing them at work. Or maybe it's not. Maybe there's a female fantasy about how great it would be to get to sleep undisturbed for a couple thousand years. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.